Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
Hello, family. I am Johnny Mourning, affectionately known as the King of Connections, the United Nations of the international business world, connecting people, ideas, and resources to build a better planet for all. I act as the catalyst who connects the world's best and brightest people to solve some of the world's biggest problems. The King of Connection is brought to you by Bashani Radio Worldwide. Bashani Broadcasting opened the doors to reach almost a half a billion people and growing every day. From around the world, you can't get any bigger than that. And we're growing every day. And by the way, if you have a gift or a message you feel driven to share with the world, BashaniBroadcasting.com is the rocket fuel you need to propel your business into the stratosphere. I hope you enjoyed last week's episode of Becoming a Better You. I wanted to share it with you to let you know that we're no different. We're all the same. We do have individual gifts inside of us that are different. But the way we discover those gifts and the way we prepare ourselves is the same. We go through the same hardships. If you are making $1 million or you're making $10, hardships are hardships. They're the same. It's how we view those hardships is what determines how quick we get back up and how fast we move. And to understand that there's a gift inside of you that the world is waiting for. I don't care if you're famous. I don't care if you know you're unknown. You have a gift inside of you, and people want that gift. People don't necessarily look for me. They're not coming to Johnny. They're coming to me for my gift. My gift is connecting people. My whole mission is simple. I have people solve problems through other people. All I do is connect people and make things happen. So if there's something inside of you you need to discover and make those things happen. I left off last week talking about building a team. So this week I want to share with you the power of a team. It always takes a team work to make the dream work. You see, every business is a people business. And at this time, in this business world, collaboration is a new competition. Meaning, if you still think the thing to do and you believe in that self-made myth, you're going to do it by yourself, you'll be driven off the success island. This is the age of the team, so you need to build a team around you. And I'm not sure everybody understands what the team concept is, so I'm going to explain that to you also. As I said before, I like to start off with one of my favorite quotes. This one comes from Michael Jordan. Talent wins games. But teamwork and intelligence win championships. I want to share with you experience that I had many years ago, and I had no concept of how I made those connections. Happen that eventually grew into high-value relationships. Let me give you a definition of the word team. A group of players forming one side in a competitive game or sport. A group, a squad, company, crew, party, troop, band, side, lineup, and the verb, third person presents teams, past tense, team, past principles, teamed, come together as a team to achieve a common goal. He teamed up with the band and produced an album. So those are some of the definitions of the team. And there are many more, I'm sure. Many of you have actually been on teams or been a part of a team. But I just can tell you, in my lifetime, I've either played been a sports fan for as long as I can remember. I played on the championship Little League baseball team when I was 10 years old. I was MVP on my junior high and high school basketball teams. But let me show you the junior high school part of it. In the seventh grade, I was the last man on the bench. I got in with about 10 seconds left in the last game of the year. I stepped on the court, and the horn went off, the game was over, and everybody was laughing. So that entire summer, I worked hard to make sure that that never happened to me again. So after that, I was MVP all the way through high school. My college basketball team, we led the nation in scoring. But one time we were making a call, and you find out that you are a neighborhood superstar. So we all came from different cities, different states. So we all came together to build one unit. But that was difficult because, like I said, if you're a neighborhood superstar, you think you should get the ball all the time and everything should go through you and it's all about you. So the coach broke us down and made sure that we understood that this is not an individual goal. It's a team goal. And we should fit together, which could lead to fragmented egos at the least. But we did come together. We won 36 games, lost four. We were a great team. We wasn't that great off the court, but on the court, when we stepped on that court, you were in trouble. Because there was no real togetherness to begin with. You know, everybody wanted the ball, but we worked that out. We discovered that the other guy who had gifts to score, like shoot three-pointers, dunking the ball, whatever, we would feed that guy and get him in position to score. And if he scored, and we won. So it took us a while to get started, to get that through our minds. We were young, hard-headed. We thought we knew everything, but the coach worked it out, and we became very successful. I went on to join the United States Navy after that, where I was assigned to the USS Ranger, an aircraft carrier, back in 1994, which was considered one of the worst aircraft carriers on the West Coast. In 1985 to 87, under the direction of Captain Walter Davis, who became the first and only African-American commander of the USS Ranger, who became the best carrier in the 7th Fleet. Captain Davis went on to retire from the U.S. Navy as a vice admiral in Washington, D.C., after working at the Pentagon. Great teams are built on more than gifts and talents. It is more overly successful because of the interaction of the team members. That's right. It's all about relationship, and it boils down to a common goal, trust. And most of us as individuals and team members, you realize that there is a much bigger goal out there than you. I mean, the things that we want to accomplish was bigger than us as individuals. We came together and understood that. We made those things happen. Later on, I was a part of another great team, and I want to share you the lessons I learned from about teamwork in 2003 during the second Iraq War, Operation Iraqi Freedom. I was the Southern Regional HSE Manager, which meant that I was responsible for the health, safety, and security and environmental for all contractors from Baghdad, Iraq, to Kuwait City, Kuwait. Mind you that there was still a war going on when I arrived in Kuwait City, and you can see all the smoke from the oil well fires every day as we approached the Iraqi border to cross as we went in for work every day. So we had to make sure that as a team, collectively, we worked with the military and from different countries, and we all had one common goal, and that was to make sure that we get the oil well fires out, make sure we protected each other, and make sure we started the oil fields back up safely so that Iraqi people could start generating revenue so they could become a self-sustained country once again. Normally, we did projects in certain locations, in certain cities and regions and countries around the world, but this monumental and historic time in history, the entire country of Iraq was our project. Project was called Project Rio, and that stands for Restore Iraqi Oil, in which the main contractor, our team, was tasked with working with other contractors to extinguish the oil well fires in Iraq while assessing and repairing oil and gas infrastructures, performing suppression of oil wells and other facilities, making emergency repairs on fire damaged equipment and facilities, and restoring hydrocarbon systems throughout the startup and operations of the wellheads, gathering degassing systems, refineries, pipelines, and the main offshore loading terminal. I just want to give you a brief history on what the project consisted of and not belabor you with the details. So now let's get down to the teamwork aspect of this undertaking. We worked closely with coalition forces from around the world. Many of them supplied security for us as we move about the country of Iraq. So you can imagine working with and basically putting your life in the hands of people from different countries, cultures, languages, ideals, religions could present a problem if not handled correctly. Not to mention working with the Iraqis, who some were understandably a bit apprehensive, because the number one thing we had to build a comprehensive team, meaning creating rapport and trust, was first and foremost part of our mission. And sharing that with you, I want to point out that in everyday life and in business environments, you have a vision, a mission, and goals for your team, because rarely do we do anything that doesn't involve the advice, support, and help from other people. To establish the establishment of building a great team all starts with you really being honest with who you are. You must know your vision. You must know your strengths. You must know your weaknesses to bring about the vision and mission to fruition. Then you identify your goals in the sequence in which you're going to accomplish those goals. As a CEO, a business owner, entrepreneur, politician, community leader, someone climbing the corporate ladder, a manager, worker, a good neighbor, head of household, family member, or more importantly, a parent, we must all develop and hone the teamwork concept and mentality if you're going to be truly successful. Because we all have gifts and talents that can support, build, and complement each other and our other team members. You have to understand that you have members on your team that you are neglecting, and I can prove that you haven't been leveraging and maximizing your relationships to build those teams. You have acres of diamonds right in your backyard, just waiting to be uncovered by you. Let me ask you this question: How much do you know about the clerk or manager at the convenience store that you visit frequently? How much do you know about your insurance agent? How much do you know about the bank manager or the teller at the bank? How much do you know about the workers and managers at the coffee shop that you visit? I could go on and on, but I think you get the point. These are people that are part of our teams. So we see many of them daily, weekly, or monthly, but we know absolutely nothing about them. We don't take the time to build those relationships to make sure that they understand that they are part of our team. They're part of what makes your day work. If you're not getting the service that you need from the coffee shop, then you may have a bad attitude that day. So those things are very important. You know, you have a car wreck or someone breaks in your house. You need to get that insurance agent. So you need to have a good relationship with them so you make sure you get the best service possible. Learn as much as you can about the people on your team and make sure you service them. Make sure that, you know, you find out about what's important to them, find out about their family and how you can help them, and add value to them. The more value you add to your team, the more value you receive from your team. So work as a team. Make sure you look at each aspect and every person on your team to see how you can add value to them and also how you can support them, and it will be reciprocal. They will support you and add value to you. So work as a team, 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 because it takes teamwork to make the dream work. Talk to you next week. Have a great week.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.